and do not traveling, but his business was cheating. How he used to cheat? He used to cheat by mixing water into wine. He used to sell wine. That is, mix water into wine. This monkey was watching that. Monkey was watching that. And he, once traveling in a ship, when he was traveling in a ship, he was having a small pouch where he had gathered lot of coins. You have here? Coins, dollar coins?
Yes.
Pound coins, like that. And he had a fast leap. The monkey took that pouch and went up. And took one coin, threw into the water, another coin to him. Understood? Huh? When he got up, he is seeing the monkey is playing, what is this thing? And he got angry and he said, what is happening? He said, what? My nature is to take things from there, here. This is not your nature. You must do this. This is not a story. This is a very authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah narrated this story. This is narrated in Musnad Ahmad, Mustadrak Hakim, At-Targhib Al-Tarhib. All these books are carrying this tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran, children, I am speaking to you. Quran starts with Al-Baqarah, the cow. Ends with Al-Fil, the elephant. Allah Ta'ala has spoken in Quran, is not zoology to narrate about the ant and the bee, Surah Al-Nahl. But Allah Ta'ala is narrating many things, many incidents relevant to animals and the creations of Allah. Allah had mentioned dog 3 times. Normally, European countries, it is like a child, they used to keep the dogs, pet dogs. This is a common practice, you know, it has become all over the world, even Muslim countries are adopting that. One, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. Second, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf. Third, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. The best quality of a dog, Allah Ta'ala has given some kind of smelling. It can smell and identify. Screens can't identify what is heroin, what is flour and heroin, but the dog can smell that. Dog can smell that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah how you can use this dog for hunting. If you train that dog, it will go and hunt for purpose and for what the master has taught that dog. Allah ta'ala has given that ability to that dog. And second, it's a very good animal for safeguard security reason. The people of Kahf, when they went, Sab'atun, Thaminuhum, Kalbuhum, the 7 and they had $1. In Russia, those days, nearly 70 years up to 1990, Quran was not permitted. Quran was not permitted. A person is keeping a Quran Sharif, it is like having heroin in Singapore or Malaysia. He will be given death sentence. Those days, one elderly person used to have dogs with him. For what? To read Quran. He used to keep two dogs very far. At night time, he used to go to the mountain and he will keep the Quran inside the mountain somewhere and he will take and read it and memorize it. He utilized this. When our colleagues, they met him, he was in 1990 after the Soviet Union's decline. He was 70, 75 years old and he was Hafiz al-Quran. When he was questioned how it was possible for you to do this, he said, this is the way how I memorized the Quran. إِنَّا لَنَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We will reveal and we will safeguard it. Dog is another bad habit of dog, is barking. Here in European countries, very few street dogs, but Asian countries is common. Street dogs. Where the one dog used to bark from the other dogs. It is natural when one dog passes from other dog, it used to bark. Rasulullah Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in Hadith, if somebody having a dog and disturbing the neighbors, he will be getting he may not able to be rewarded for what he is doing. He is harming a neighbor. These kind of things Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Quran. Allah has mentioned about elephant, what elephant Abraha did and Allah how safeguarded it. Allah has mentioned dogs in various surah for different reasons. And one of the reasons was Bal'am bin Ba'ura, a very pious person who was having connection with Almighty Allah, and he disobeys and he wanted to curse Musa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala says, Masaluhu ka masalil kalb. His example is like a dog. وَطُلُوا عَلَيْهِ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَافِينَ. Dear children, elders and brothers, why I'm narrating this? When I saw children, we are very much fond of discovery, animal planet, this kind of things. I'm just narrating a small part of zoology, what Allah has mentioned in Quran. Why? وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانُ بِهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Allah Ta'ala is taking oath and saying, when horse riding in a desert like Saudi Arabia and a person is riding the horse, full of dust and in battle, how obedient this horse, how obedient this horse. Allahu Akbar. When the master is riding the horse, horse will obey him and go even in between enemies. Enter. Allah Ta'ala, after narrating all this, saying, Innal insan rabbihi lakadud. Definitely, verily, the insan, the people, are they disobey Allah. Can't you see a horse, how it obeys the creator, the master? Why can't the creations obey the creator? In this way, a person is involved in dog, in pets, in various kind of animals. Through this also, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us how we must remember Almighty. How we must remember. One Sahabi, his name was Safina. He was in African jungle. Lot of lions were facing him. And he was seeing in the jungle, those who have gone to African countries, they can know the dangers of safari parks and all sort of things. When Safina radiallahu anha faced the lions, he said, "See, I, the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I came with my group, the caravan. I missed it. Please guide me." When he spoke with the lions, the entire lion turned and started guiding him. It is narrated in the history, it says that when the Sahabi, they reached to the place where he should be taken, and the lions were crying when he was departing. Lions were crying. We can see, no? The Discovery, Animal Planet, how people are handling animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us. A person, he can be in any field. He's a doctor, he's an engineer, a lawyer, he's an IT. Whatever field he's belong to, he can identify the creator. He can identify creator to the resources and means Allah Ta'ala has given to us in this dunya. Therefore, respected brothers, let us take this opportunity to understand two important things. I am going to mention only two things. There are two qualities. If we can develop ourselves in these two qualities, one is faith, one is knowledge. Two qualities. If we can develop ourselves in these two qualities, we can succeed in this dunya and akhirah. Number one is faith, number two is knowledge. Imam Bukhari rahmullah, a high regarded scholar in the ummah, Allah Ta'ala granted him such memory power that he memorized 600,000 hadiths. How many?
600,000 hadiths.
It means 6 lakhs. A person is narrating a hadith, he memorized that, subhanAllah, without any computer, without any technology. The memory power that Allah has given to us is so powerful. We are not utilizing it properly. Even today it's possible for a child 4 years old to memorize entire Quran. There are Sri Lankans, I am not speaking about Arabs. There are Sri Lankans who are in Karachi, memorize Quran in 7 years old, memorize Hadith in 10 years old, and they are efficient in Sabah Qiraat, they are 12 years old. And they memorize Bukhari Muslim when they reach to age of 15-16. I can show you Sri Lankans, not Pakistanis, Sri Lankans who are living in Karachi, they have reached to this level. It is a matter of concentration and devotion. There is a saying in Arabic, Al-ilmu la yu'tika ba'dahu atta tu'tiyaka kulla. Ilm tumhe apna thoda hissa bhi nahi dega jab tak tum apne aap ko uske liye nahi doge. Uska thoda hissa bhi. Ilm will never grant you a portion of it unless you give yourself that. The elders and scholars, they devoted their life for this. Today Allah Ta'ala safeguarded Sheikh Taqi Usmani. May Allah Ta'ala grant him good health, peace and happiness. It is Allah's work, Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to safeguard, like Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. I was in Philadelphia in 1996. I was just discussing something. After my small, brief discussion, I met one white American. His name, Abdul Hakim. I asked him, Abdul Hakim, can you narrate me how you embrace Islam? He said, Mufti, normally I never narrate how I embrace Islam to anyone because we are a scholar from so far. I will tell what happened. He said, before I embrace Islam, I used to invite others towards Islam. Then I remember a person, he never embraced Islam, but he is inviting towards Islam. It is Allah's word that New Zealand Prime Minister, she is speaking about Islam. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُعَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلٍ فَاجِرٍ. Allah will utilize a non-Muslim to speak about Islam. It's said by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah can utilize anyone he wants. This Luqman, this Abdul Hakim. I said, Abdul Hakim, you are like Khalid ibn Walid. You are like Khalid ibn Walid. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, he was an enemy of Islam. How Allah Ta'ala, somebody used to come and ask him, why Allah has given you a sword? You have been named Saifullah? No, Rasulullah gave me a dua. May Allah Ta'ala utilize you like a sword for Islam. Khalid ibn Walid, he 60,000 enemies are coming. He went alone, but nothing happened to him. Nothing happened. He said, I went searching my death in the path of Allah. Today, I am dying at home. It is Allah's work. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to safeguard anyone, no earth can destroy them. No nuclear touching. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to destroy anyone, nobody can safeguard him. This is Allah's verse. Therefore, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, once he came to Safwan. Oh Safwan, I am going to Medina. Why? To embrace Islam. Can you join me? Oh, entire world. See, this is very important, but I am going to narrate this. How we must react. The enemies are there. Islamophobia is there. People are criticizing. People are coming with lot of issues about Islam. How we should react. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, he first went to Safwan bin Umayyah. Safwan ibn Umayyah said, agar puri duniya musalman ho jaye, main ek منفرد شخص رہوں گا جو دشمن اسلام. The entire world embraces Islam, but I will never. Second, he went to Abu Jahl's son, Ikramah bin Abi Jahl. You please come, join me. He never embraced Islam yet. He is going to Medina. On his way, he called him, come Ikramah. Ikramah also said something like this, he always escaped. He went to third person, Usman bin Talha. The person, the family who is responsible for the key of Kaaba. Till now. So today, we are not greedy of your wealth. This message should go to Finland, this message to go to Sweden, this message to go entire world. We are not bothered about your wealth. We are not bothered about your leadership. We are worried about your akhirah. When this message reached them, they will realize the reality. We are not your enemies. You can harm us in different ways, but we will pray for your betterment in dunya and akhirah. If we can give this message to the world, that Muslims, they won't take revenge. They will show the sympathy and the kindness to every human. And Khalid bin Walid, when he spoke to Usman bin Talha, he said, yes, I will join. When Khalid bin Walid was entering Medina, oh, one person, Ya Rabbah, Ya Rabbah. Rib means prophet. It is permitted in Sharia to take tafa'ul khair. We are listening something, good word, I'm just entering one place, Alhamdulillah. Today I started my business, I heard azan. Alhamdulillah. It is permitted. But the other side is not permitted. I went out, a dog came in front of me, because that day is nahusat for me. Bad day for me. That is not permitted. That is not permitted. This is permitted. And Khalid bin Walid said, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala, the first word entering Medina, Ya Rabbah. Khalid is going to be profited from today. I said, Philadelphia, oh Abdul Hakim, you are same like Khalid bin Walid. Allah Ta'ala can utilize anyone he wants. Another gentleman in Karachi, he's still living, my very close friend. He was a musician. He used to take the guitar and roam in the streets. His name is Hashim. He's in Karachi. Nowadays, he's in Washington, D.C. He has gone for some work, but he embraced Islam by seeing a Jamaat in Morocco. They were praying in a ferry. Allah Ta'ala granted him Hidayah. He's having two wives, one is American, one is Pakistani, 13 children, all are Hafiz of Quran, and MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيبًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. If you are not going to devote yourself for this thing, Allah will utilize somebody else. Allah will utilize somebody else. Allah can utilize anybody he wants. Therefore, we must be thankful to Almighty Allah. Number one, what I want to say is that Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, he has written Sahih Bukhari, the first chapter after Wahi is Iman. After that, Ilm. Dear brothers, I want to just share very importantly. Just ponder, you being an engineer, a doctor, a professor in IT, a person who lectures in management, a psychological, Any field you take, any field, you start your primary, kindergarten, nursery, and you enter into higher studies, you hold degree, and you finish your studies. You won't get an opportunity where they will teach you in Finland about Allah, Rasul and Akhirah. Whether they will teach? Allah, Rasul and Akhirah. Whether they will teach any subject? There won't be any subject. Even your higher studies will go to be a doctor, a lawyer, a professor, whatever you are. Now, very small children, they are starting their studies in Finland. MashaAllah, Finland is a good country for education. For what education? Education of this dunya. They will be never taught about Akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam, nothing. What we expect from our children, we are handing over our children in an environment for 17 years. We will expect from them to become Allama Iqbal, Abul Hasan Nadwi, Taqir Usmani, nothing else. Sometime they will be diverted from their thinking. For that, what we have to do? Number one, the parallelly, we have to give them the knowledge of Allah and Rasulullah. Allah and Rasulullah is very, very, very important. Either, I was just crossing to Canada, in Detroit, I saw a small masjid like this, black cap American. He came with his four children. I said, where they are studying? At home? He said, no school. Home studies. Homeschooling. It's very simple for European people to understand the benefit of homeschooling, where Asians have not reached to that. They give priority in America and Canada and Britain for homeschool children. Homeschooling children. Why? Their environment is different, their concentration is more high. Now, it is number one. Number one, just take some time, Sahih Bukhari, first volume. The number one is Babu Bad al Wahi. The starting with Wahi, the divine message of Allah. We have senses. We can see through eye, listen to ear, and taste to tongue, and touch to my fingers, and smell through nose. The senses. About that, intellect, akal. About that is wahi. We have limitation in our senses. Through tongue you can't hear. Through ear you can't taste. You can't change. It is limited like a software. You can't go to the airport and say, please give me my the medical report. The hospital won't provide you or your income tax bill. It's a limitation. Like a software is limited, Allah Ta'ala has given limited areas to our akal, the intellect. When it passes the limit, you can't understand. There the wahi comes. See, when you see this currency, what is written? In God we trust. In God we trust. It is written in God we trust. The only economy Excellency is speaking about God. But when it comes practically, when it comes to practice, it is LGBT. When it comes to practice, it is riba. When you're taking oath, you will keep the hand on the Bible. But when you come to practice, you will follow your intellect. You will throw the Bible away. You won't follow it. You won't follow Torah, you won't follow Injil. They don't want to follow Quran. You work on your intellect. We are saying above intellect is our wahi. That is the blessing that Allah has given to us, subhanAllah. We can't imagine how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this. The reality of Muslims in the world, the power of Muslims in the world is wahi. That is the reason Imam Bukhari rahimahullah started with Badul Wahi. After Badul Wahi, Imam Bukhari says two things. One is Iman, second is knowledge. Iman is faith and knowledge. SubhanAllah. I myself personally call all Muslims, my message for Muslims. Whatever Islam permitted, any field, you go into that. There are 1,000 fields of general knowledge. You achieve that. But first, you are a Muslim. You are a Muslim doctor, Muslim lawyer, Muslim engineer, Muslim pilot, Muslim captain, Muslim politician, Muslim leader. First, Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِي خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, enter into Islam fully. Very easy religion. But if lacking in these two, it will be difficult. If you get into faith and knowledge, it is easy. This is my message today. It is easy religion to practice and understand and implement. Then, if your faith is strong and knowledge is advanced, if you are lacking in faith, you are lacking in your knowledge, you can't move forward. We ourselves, we are lacking in our faith and knowledge. That is the reason we are unable to face the current situation. We will become apologistic Muslims. We'll put the arms, everything, we'll surrender. We don't know how to reply. Because we never studied. Our children, we are answerable to Almighty Allah. We are not telling these children must be the leaders of the society. They must be leaders the future. We didn't get that opportunity. Let them get that. Children from 4 to 14, they can at least easily speak 7 languages. According to Miss Montessori, she is telling about 60 languages. 7 languages is very easy. 4 to 14. These are the time where you can put it. Intake, the ability. But who is there to give that? Father is busy, mother is engaged in something else, children take care. Like the elderly people have been kept in the houses, home for elders, children taken care by somebody else, how they will learn language, how they will study. For that, number one, ये तो तौबा कर लेंगे, मैंने जिना किया, मैंने शराब पिया, मैंने जो है ये तौबा तो हम नहीं करते कि मुझे जो करना चाहिए था वो मैंने नहीं किया. We will do tawbah from all big sins, But we won't do tawbah from what I have to do, I never fulfill my duty. Be answerable to Allah. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, let us think about it. Let us think about it. It's very easy. Easy to understand, easy to practice. When we think in this manner, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, just one hadith, An-Nasu Ma'adil, people are like mines. Kama'adil Dahbal Fiddah, mines of gold and silver. Log jo hai, kaanon ki tarah hai. This is Sone aur Chand ki kaan. Makkal, surangat da pol hai, tangam villi, yudhi surangam. Kaanon ki tarah hai. Khiyarun jahiri ke khiyarun islami jata ko. They are best of the people in the time of ignorance. They will be the best of the people in Islam. One condition, they must achieve knowledge. They must understand. A doctor is calling me once and asking, I cut the leg, the diabetic patient, what to do? According to me, that doctor must know before cutting what Islam says, not after cutting. He know medically what to do, but he know is unaware of Islamically what to do. Being a Muslim, this is lacking. A doctor can't ask when he's filling the root filling whether I can use gold or any other chemical. This is not a time for him to ask. He must, as he has studied, dentist, he must know what Islam says about this part of you. That we are lacking. Just an example. Every time I repeat this story. Bilal radiallahu anhu was given good tidings for Jannah. No doubt, Bilal radiallahu anhu, Jannah, he is in the paradise. Once he went to Medina, Khaybar, he purchased dates. 1 kilo or 1 sa date, few kilos. He bought another type of dates by bartering system. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ya Bilal, it is interest what you did. I don't riba. Riba is not only giving 1,000 and taking 2,000. This is also riba. To give 1 kilo basmati and take 2 kilo normal rice. This is also riba. Now Bilal radiallahu anhu didn't know about it. He did the transaction and came and narrated to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Bilal, you did the wrong thing. I'm just giving an example to ponder. We have connection with ulama, scholars. We love them, we with them, we sometimes give charity for them. We charity for madrasa, charity for this. But the knowledge what he is having, we are not ready to implement in our life. Bilal radiallahu anhu faced that situation. But Allah Ta'ala gave to Bilal. Bilal was given good tidings of Jannah. Oh Bilal, I saw your Jannah. But when it came to practical side of it, he was lacking that part of deen. Therefore it's our duty. Once Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Barira, a slave's house. Here, what I want to say. Barira, can I have some meal? Oh, subhanallah. She was a slave. Ya Rasulullah, I have meal, but it is, I received through charity, sadaqah. Somebody gave sadaqah, they gave me because I am poor. The sadaqah, meat, what I am having, how can I share to you, Ya Rasulullah? She knew that. It is prohibited for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat sadaqah. Hasan radiallahu anhu was taking one date, ek khajur. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Hasan, ye hamare liye haram hai. Tu bachcha hai, lekin tujhe aaj se mujhe sabak sikhana hai. Hasan radiallahu anhu came to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Hasan, we can't have that date. It's haram for us. Date is not haram. But the category of date is different. This is not hadiyah. This is sadaqah. Sadaqah is haram for the family of Rasulullah. Date has nothing to do with halal. But the category of date is belong to charity. That you can't eat. Now, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke to Barira, Barira said, Ya Rasulullah, this is charity. How you can eat? Oh, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, your wonderful ruling. Laki sadaqah waliya hadiyah. Ye tere liye sadaqah hai. To apne khushi se jab mujhe degi, ye hadiyah ho jayega. Haath badalne se, milkiyat badalne se, hukum badal jata hai. When the change hands will change the ruling. Kai marvada kundu satta marivadu. Change hands and ruling change. Here we need that knowledge, need that faith. Allah is the provider, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the giver. We must have that faith. When we are having faith and knowledge together, we will use both to our dunya and akhirah. How to get that? For that, people in Finland, any part of the world. Nowadays, normally, whenever, wherever I get opportunity, when I travel, my purpose is very clearly, I want to tell everyone, Alhamdulillah, we are having this environment. This environment must be developed. It is not responsible for one person. It's responsible to everyone. Everyone is like a think tank. A contribution of everyone will uplift the Ummah. Everybody have to contribute in whatever way possible. Then inshaAllah ta'ala, we can reach to one level. Allama Iqbal, he went to Spain. Last year in December, I also was in Spain. I understood why Allama Iqbal was saying this. What he said, oh Hindustan walo, agar tum log in mullahon ko maktab padhane se rok doge, to Hindustan bhi ek Spain ban ke reh jayega. قدر کرو یہ ملہ لوگ جو ہے وہ مکتب چلا رہے ہیں مکاتب بچوں کو دین سکھانا پڑھانا اگر اس کو ختم کر دو گے تو نسلیں دین سے دور ہو جائے گی If you are not going to concentrate on what these ulama, the scholars are concentrating so teaching the children the basic knowledge fundamentals The day you will leave this, you can say, oh Hindustan, you can see another Spain. India will change to another Spain. May Allah Ta'ala save God. Yeah. Therefore, it's our responsibility. The makatib is not only for children. Makatib for everyone. The reality of Sahaba, they are attached to masjid. Attached to masjid. Masjid is the center where everything can be shared. A person coming to masjid is a doctor. Doctor will take the knowledge of masjid. Knowledge relevant to doctorate. The medicine. Engineer will take the knowledge of engineering. A farmer will take the knowledge of farming. A person in the pilot or captain, he will take knowledge of that field. Every field knowledge will be shared inside the masjid. Inside the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Then everybody's need is fulfilled. This is how the ummah has to be created. When we think on this manner, because the Rasulullah alayhi sallam's time, no madrasa. Madrasa to masjid hai. Masjid mein jo hai, deen padhaya jata tha. Aur usme koi fark nahi hai, bachcha aur jo hai bade, har ek padhta tha. Everyone used to study in the environment of masjid. Salman Faris, he is coming to Madina Munawwara. What was his age? 250. There is no second opinion. Salman Faris, he demised in 250. 250 years old. Allah Ta'ala gave him so long life. Hakim ibn Nizam, wulida fi jawfil Kaaba, who was born inside the Kaaba. Us zamane mein, they used to enter. It's Kaabatullah is like this. You, one door entering, one door coming out. And that day, in the time of ignorance, Jahiliya, the mother gave birth, Hakim Nizam, inside the Kaaba. And he lived 60 years Jahiliya, 60 years Islam. 120 years. There is a book called Rehun Nasreen, Amman Tajawaza Miyatuwa Ishreen. Rehun Nasreen, Amman Tajawaza Miyatuwa Ishreen. The Sahaba who lived 120 years. Hassan ibn Sabit, he lived 120 years. Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha, she lived 100 years. Abu Bakr's elder daughter. Therefore, it is not that only children, we will give priority for them. They will learn Quran, they will learn Hadith, they will learn Fiqh, they will learn Masail, Tarbiyah, Dua, they will learn language in the environment of Masjid. They will give time for this. We have started in Sri Lanka, Makatib, Maktab. In 1 hour, 20 minutes, collective teaching, the children will get 5 subjects in 120 minutes. Madhal Quran, the Qaida Quran, and Hadith Rasul, Fiqh Masail, Tarbiyat and Dua, and language. Collective teaching, 1 hour, 10 minutes. 20 students, a system has been given. Therefore, we have to sit and concentrate on that. See, Jewish community, how they developed. The first conference took place, Jewish community, in 1860s or 70s, in Switzerland. How many participation? Only 6. They wrote what to do for another 150 years. That is what happening. Person who initiated this, he was a person who used to deliver papers to the house, 12 to 3 o'clock. He thought, my community, Jewish community in 1930s, how they were treated in the United States. They were like slaves. They were not allowed to enter the United States in that time. Until 1940s, 45. They not leave, they allocated spot. He thought, let me bring few people to think what, how to do. And there they sit underground and they started writing how the world should move. Therefore, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us ability, strength, understanding. In nutshell, let us be a qawm attached to masjid. Number one. Number one, it has to be connected to us. Our concentration, our fikr, our dua. Whatever small place we have, we must be united. Let anybody do anything. I am very happy not to have leadership. Anybody do, I will join with them. People normally think, if I can be a leader only, I can do. No. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. If environment says that you can't be a leader, be happy with that. The environment says that you can be the leader, accept it. Don't run behind that. Because certain situation, we have to have tolerance, understanding, and giving certain things. Then Allah will return it. The humbleness, the more humbleness will give fruits. Therefore, number one, we are attached to masjid. Number two, whatever field we are belong to, we must bring faith and knowledge into that field. Two fathers came from Vatican and they had to meet us in our office. And local one, bishop, also was with us. And after the discussion, within the discussion, the bishops, they asked me, what about test tube baby, which was not in the time of Rasulullah? I said, I am very glad and happy to answer your question. Because it was taught by Rasulullah alayhi sallam. When the Sahabi Mu'az ibn Jabal was going to Yemen, Rasulullah alayhi sallam said, O Mu'az, how we are going to rule? Ya Rasulullah, I will rule the Quran. If you are unable to see the answer in Quran, because you are not seeing it, you have to give a ruling. You are unable to get it. You didn't have Shamila, 10,000 books in one app, and you are loading it and answering, no. How you are going to rule? I will see through hadith. If you are unable to see in that hadith, I will do a ijtihad. I will struggle, join Quran and Sunnah, and I come to a conclusion. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has created this kind of understanding in my ummah. Is it very simple? Progeny? Progeny? In one of the maqasid of Sharia. The wealth and life and the nasl, the progeny, is in Islam. It's basic, fundamental. We value, we respect the soul of every human. That is Islam. Wealth. Nobody can just take anybody's money. No, that is not permitted. Rajulun yuridu akhdha mali. A person is trying to take my pen. Don't give it. If he kills you, he will enter Jahannam. You will enter paradise. You don't give him. The wealth and the soul and property and the progeny. And intellect, aql. These are all maqasid al-sharia. And this part of deen is very, very important to understand. Each and every one is regarded and respected in the sight of Almighty Allah. Nobody can play with anything. They have to give priority for what Allah has given. What Allah has given. Therefore, I replied them, see, among our life, our wealth, our intellect, our religion, and progeny, the nasl is very, very important. The reason Allah said, "Udul li abaikum sabilin Allah," call the name of your father. Abu Jahl's son, Ikrima, nobody can change it. Ikrima to mean Abu Jahl. You will call him Abu Jahl's son. Because he's the enemy of Islam, he won't change the name. Father is father. Man intasaba ila ghayri abi faqad kafar. Who changed the name according to his will and desire, he become a kafir. So dangerous. Therefore, testing baby is very simple. If the sperm is belong to husband and wife, it's permitted. If not, it's not permitted. Is a medical assistant new? Adopting, no problem. But at the last moment, you can't include another person's sperm and create it. For you, it's not a problem. It's not a problem for you to have naked bath. But we have that problem. Because we are followers of divine. You also follow the divine. But you left the divine and you went to intellect. Therefore, you will clap with naked bath. We want clap for naked bath. This is the issue. Therefore, we have to understand the reality. Number one, connecting our life, our everything to the masjid, and learn from this environment, and be united, one nation, one ummah. And for that, we need this basic two, faith and knowledge. The more, how to achieve faith? Achieve faith that you have to go out in the path of Allah. The more you go out in the path of Allah, subhanAllah. There is no doubt, when I started my studies and school days, my very interesting game is hockey and rugby and karate. These are very interesting. But I left and went to Karachi and studied 10 years there. I gave up. There was an opportunity, my father used to say, you must become a doctor. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave this knowledge of me. I am thankful to Almighty Allah. After seeing this, it is our responsibility that we must share what Allah has given us to our children. We must create an environment. It is not a difficult task. The day you give your time, the valuable time, and create an environment, Allah will definitely support us. Allah is there to support us. Therefore, I have given a system. This system have finally concluding with two things. One is unity within diversity. The second, coexistence. These are two fundamental things. We in Sri Lanka came out with six declarations. Number one, unity within diversity. Number two, coexistence. Number three, Khatmun Nubuwah, the declaration of finality of prophethood. Number four is Manaqibus Sahaba, the virtues of Sahaba. Number five, the Hilal declaration, where we have disputes. And number six, that IS has nothing to do with Islam. We in 2014, June 2nd, the first country I think in the world, we said IS has nothing to do with Islam. The two important declarations. Number one, unity within diversity. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Taqi Usmani's father, Mufti Muhammad Shafi, a great scholar. I think everyone must read that book. Bahut mukhtasar. Wahdat-e Ummat. Bahut mukhtasar kitab hai. Ye Hazrat ke ek bayan hai, Qadian mein. It's a bayan given by Mufti Muhammad Shafi. Every Muslim must study that. We translated into Tamil. I have given a forward in Tamil that book. It is translated in English also. The unity of the Ummah. They have translated into Arabic. Afiraqun aw shiqaqun. Afiraqun aw shiqaqun. Firakun or Shikakun. Wonderful name. Once, Anusha Kashmiri, a person with lot of knowledge in Devan, at midnight time, he was like this. Tajud said, "Hazrat, why you keeping your hand in the window? We have wasted our time. If you have wasted your time, what we are? Who we are? Because we are teaching Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali. Our Shafi is Raji, Hanafi is Marju, Marju is Raji, Raji is Marju. Allah is not going to ask about this in the day of Qiyamah. The Ummata Goy Murtad. Ummat. This is Muhtamad Khatam, Muhtamad Sawab. You say Khilaf, Qirat Khalf al-Imam is authentic. I will say Khilaf Khalf al-Imam is not authentic. You will fight for this. Allah will never ask this. It's possible that that is also authentic. This is also authentic." Mufti Muhammad Shafi rahmatullah alayhi is writing this. And he's giving a very important message. That unity within diversity. Difference of opinion is must. Otherwise, either he's going to be hypocrite or he's mad. Only hypocrite people can join hands. You will have different opinions, but respect that. They are the unity within diversity. What is the intention of your Hajj? Ifrad. Your intention? Tamattu. Your intention? Quran. Is Ifrad, Tamattu, Quran. Imam Shafi says Ifrad. Imam Hanafi says Quran. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says Tamattu. All asking whether correct, all are saying correct. Accepted. Why fighting? No fighting. Why fighting? This is important. Unity within diversity. For that we have to practice that declaration. We came without with a competition among the scholars, and we came with a declaration, the Ahlul Sunnah al Jamaat, we must be united. Let him follow Shafi, Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, Sufi, Salafi, whatever they want. But we are one Ummah. For that, another very important book. It's not a book, these are lectures, small lectures. Maulana Yusuf Kandalvi gave a lecture in Lahore, 1965, before his demise, 3 days back in Lahore. He said, "Agar meri baat ko loge, to kamyaab ho jaoge. Agar meri baat ko nahi loge, apne paon ko apne haath ke hathode se kaat doge. If you are going to accept my advice, you will be succeeded. If you are not be united, you are going to cut your leg to your own axe." Hame ek ummat banana hai. We have to create ummat. For that, Ithar Atawadu, Sheikh Haji Imdadullah Makki, Rahmatullah, said the Wahdat is not only through conference. Conference also will support some amount. But united is possible when you have respect for others. When you have Ithar, you are giving up this, like Hudaybiyah. Then you can be united. Because we are Muslims, our Muslims must be united, then only the team work can happen. Number two and final, coexistence. We are lacking in giving our message to other faith people. People who are living in this country, we are enjoying a lot of things. It is our duty what Allah has given, we have to share with them. How it was possible to Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam in Madina Munawwara entering a Jewish house and saying that child you recite kalima you will enter paradise? It is not a companion sahabi's house. Hadith is very authentic. This is Hadith Bukhari in Riyadh al-Salihin. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam dakhala baita al-Yahudi. وسلم دخل بيت يهودي فقال أسلم تسلم. You recite kalima, you will enter paradise. Love it. I was watching his father and Rasul. Ati Abul Qasim, you follow Muhammad. Who is telling? The Jew is telling. New Zealand Prime Minister is telling Islam. Allah Ta'ala will tell others, make others to speak. But we have to do our duty, then only it will come. If we are not going to just, it is like we expect Allama Iqbal, we expect Umar Khattab, we expect Abu Ayyub Ansari in stories. A lion is coming, son, lion. The word of lion will not bring any fear into your heart. You know the lion can't come. Lion can't come here. He knows that. So this is happening. Ye ho raha hai. Kya hum bachchon jaise Allah ko Allah ke saath hum khel rahe hain. We are playing with Allah Almighty. Kehte hain ki sher aa raha hai. Tasveer ke sher ke tasveer se kuch nahi hota. Sher ke lafz se kuch nahi hota. شیر کی حقیقت سے کچھ ہوتا ہے, ایمان کی حقیقت سے ہوتا ہے. اللہ اکبر. صحابہ آئے تھے, القمہ رضی اللہ عنہ came with a group of صحابہ, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, who are you? كل قول حقیقة فما حقیقة قولكم. Every sentence have some reality. How come you said we are moving? اتنی جرأت کے ساتھ آپ نے کہہ دیا آپ مومن ہیں, آپ کے پاس کوئی دلیل بھی ہے؟ یو ہیو اینی ایویڈنس؟ یس یا رسول اللہ, وی ہیو ایویڈنس. مے اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ می یو ایوری ون دیٹ اپرچونٹی دیٹ انڈرسٹینڈنگ ٹو اسپیک دا ٹروتھ اینڈ گیٹ دیس ریئلٹیز. آل آر ریڈی برادرز
انشاءاللہ
گو آؤٹ ان دی پاتھ آف اللہ انشاءاللہ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. மேலும் இது போன்ற இன்னும் பல பயான்களை www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளம் ஊடாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும்.
كم فيك سرورا وسلاما وطمئنا.